Now to the new battle against coronavirus, which is spreading like a wildfire. The Delta variant, first identified in India, is now estimated to make up 83% of COVID cases in the U.S. It's a dramatic rise from just last week. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky, testifying at a Senate hearing, says most U.S. counties have fewer than half their people vaccinated. That allows the highly transmissible variant to run wild. COVID fatalities have risen by nearly 50% over the past week to an average of 240 people dying a day.
Each death is tragic and even more heartbreaking when we know that the majority of these deaths could be prevented with a simple, safe, available vaccine.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky of the CDC. We talk more about this runaway variant with Dr. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo, chair of the Epidemiology Department at the University of California, San Francisco.
The variant is really a game changer because it moves so much more quickly from one person to another person. It really has changed the way we need to think about keeping this pandemic under control. And I think the rapidity with which it became the dominant strain in the U.S. really speaks to how potent it is at moving from one person to another.
You mentioned we need to change our thinking. How so?
Yeah, I think that we have done a good job in getting many people vaccinated, but we have not done a good enough job. And what we see is that, especially the Delta variant, is really ripping through communities and populations where there are high rates of people who are not vaccinated. That is a threat to people who don't yet have the vaccine, but it is also a threat to people who have been vaccinated because some proportion of them are at risk for being infected just because there's more virus around.
I don't have to tell you what a difficult job it is to convince some people who are simply not interested in getting the vaccine to get those shots. Do we mask up in the meantime? What do we do?
I think the most immediate thing that you're seeing in places where the cases and importantly the hospitalization rates are going up is that we're really moving back to masking. Masking is still a very effective way of keeping the virus from spreading one person to another. I think you'll also start seeing more places ask about vaccination status or, if not about vaccination status, about a recent test to show that you yourself don't have the virus. Those are going to be things that you'll see more places, more employers putting into place just to make sure that in the environments where we are all living, working, and playing, that we can be as safe as possible.
I've heard some health leaders refer to it as the pandemic among the unvaccinated, but you and I have spent just a couple of minutes here talking about the way even vaccinated people need to change their way of life currently.
This is really a dual message. So almost everyone who's in the hospital right now is an unvaccinated person. So the best thing you can do if you're unvaccinated is to get vaccinated. But while there is so much virus out there being transmitted, people who are vaccinated are also at risk. And that's an important point to make, even with a highly effective vaccine. And there are people who are not eligible for vaccinations, like younger children. There are also people who are immune compromised. So really, while the virus is spreading throughout the U.S., all of us are at some risk.
You're a healthcare specialist, infectious disease specialist, not a politician or a policymaker, but if I could just nudge us slightly toward that territory, what is the best move for the Biden White House in terms of vaccine mandates? That makes a lot of people angry, but how in the world do we convince people who have not gotten their shots to do so?
We certainly don't want to mandate people doing this, but I think that given the threat of the rising cases and the rising hospitalizations, I think we will likely have to move to more than just an honor system. And that's what you're starting to see with environments, states, counties requiring masks for everyone. And I think what will follow soon after that is requiring, if not proof of vaccination status, just a proof that your test is negative. And I think we will always in the U.S. have a variety of options for how we approach public health. But when there is a public health threat, like there is with rising cases, I think we have to do more than just rely on the honor system and start to put things in place either to verify vaccination status or to verify that today when you come into a room that you are not going to be transmitting the coronavirus.
But doctor, have you heard from people who say, what in the heck is my reward? I got vaccinated and I still have to wear a mask.
That is the challenge of public health. It requires both individual behaviors, each of us doing our part to keep ourselves safe, but it also requires us thinking collectively how we keep all of us safe. And unfortunately, the vaccines that are so highly effective, unless a large proportion of the population, at this point, nearly all of the population is vaccinated, we really are all still at some risk. And that's just the reality of the nature of a public health crisis. It is why it requires more of us thinking collectively and to have policies in place that really enforce the way that all of us can make our own individual behaviors, keep ourselves safe, but also our families, our communities, and the entire population safe. As much as this pandemic has been so disruptive for all of us and really devastating for some communities in particular, I think we are in an environment where we have the miracles of science have given us highly effective vaccines that really have the potential to keep all of us safe and to move to get us back to some way of living, working, playing as we used to in the past. And I think it's important that we both think about our individual behaviors and our collective behaviors and think about the policies that will really promote those in order to keep all of us safe. And I think the urgency to do so is now given the rise of the Delta variant.
That's Dr. Kirsten Bibbins-Domingo, chair of the Epidemiology Department at the University of California, San Francisco. She was on Skype.